for Pesach?
I would. I wanted, but you know, we'll see. Anyway, we're up to Shir HaShirim, Perek Ches, Posuk Vov. Okay? Perek Ches, Posuk Vov. Simei kachoysom al ibecho. Kachoysom al zroyecho. Ki azo kamoves ahavo koshu kisholkino rishofeo rishpeyes eish shalhevesio. Put me like a seal on your heart. Simei kachoysom al ibecho. Place me like
a seal. I told him to wait for you. He said, we wait for no one. It's actually not what he said.
Place.
He said, you're a no one, and therefore we don't wait for you.
Put me like a seal upon your heart. Kachoysom al zorecho, like a seal on your arm. I wonder if that refers to the tefillin. We'll see. Ki azo kamoves ahavo. Love is as strong as death. Ki azo, strong, kamoves, like death, is love. Koshe kishokino. Jealousy is as hard as kishol, is the grave. Wow. Rishofeo rishpeyes.
Is that a positive
thing? Ish.
Its flashes are flashes of fire. Shaleves. From the flame of Hashem. What is this all about?
Is this almost like a Mishle pasuk?
I don't know. It's very, very strange. Let's see what it says. Okay? Simeni kachoysom bishvil oiso avo tach temeni alibecho. Yeah. For the sake of that love, seal me choysem tach temeni alibecho on your heart. Shloitish kocheni, should not forget me. Vitire, I guess it goes on. Vitire, ki azo kamoves avo, ho avo shehavticho olai. You'll see on me the love that I loved you. Keneged mi sosi. Shani neheregis olecho. This looks like Klal. Now he doesn't. Rashi usually explains. Well, mi amar lemi. You know what they say when they teach the kids.
Sure.
Mi amar lemi. Rashi usually
explains. It's a staple of the Beis
Yaakov. Who's talking to whom? You know, it's either Hashem talking to Klal Yisrael, or Klal Yisrael talking to Hashem. Or there's one other thing in Shir HaShirim. Sometimes Klal Yisrael is talking to the Umay Soilam, to the nations of the world, and sometimes the nations of the world are responding. Those are the possibilities. But here it's not clear. So it seems, Bishvil Oiso Avo Tachtemeni Alibecho, it seems that Klal Yisrael is talking to Hashem and says, for the sake of the love, because we had love for you, we showed the love that we had for you. We spoke about that in the previous psukim. So because of that love that we have, seal us upon your heart that you shouldn't forget us. So we're asking Hashem, simeni kachoysam alibecho, on your heart, Hashem, kaveyochol, Hashem's heart, should seal us there that because of that love that we have for you. Shaloi tishkochen, don't forget us. This siran, you'll see, ki aza kamo v'sa'avo, v'avo she'ahavticho, you will see the extent of my love that I loved you is equal to my death, for I am killed for your sake. In other words, we say to Hashem that seal our love that we have for you upon your heart, because you'll see that the love that we have, that you'll see that the love that we loved you is even greater, or is equal to keneged misosi shenein erek zolecho, because it shows how much I love you because I give my life for you. When Klal Yisrael gives their life on Kiddush Hashem, what are they showing? For after Hashem elokecha b'chol nafshecha, love Hashem with all your life. That means I love Hashem so much that I'm willing to give my life. So we ask Hashem because of the extent of our love for you, ki azo kamoves ava. Our love is as strong as death, meaning that we're willing to give up our lives for the love of Hashem. So take that representation of our love that Shani Nehereges Olecha, and I am killed, and that I guess in all generations the Klal Yisrael has always been ready. We would choose to give our lives. We've given our lives. Al Kiddush Hashem. Take that expression of our love and seal, because of that, the love on your heart, that you should never forget us. So we're asking Hashem in the man. This is very relevant today, because even if we don't have so many people today, well, we do have that Amoisa Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, but we ask him in the schus of all the Siras Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, the schus of what everybody did, all the Deiras, they gave their lives, they showed their love for you to such an extent greater than even their lives. So we ask you, please, seal the love for us on your heart and don't ever forget us. Okay. Koshe Keshol Kino. Let's see what he says. Atagor Sheniskanu.
It's so strange, no?
Sheniskanu. Wait, what?
We need to talk about dying on Kiddush Hashem. How many thousands of times have you spoken about the relationship between Kaddish Baruch and Klai, so that has nothing to do with Dying Al Kiddush Hashem?
Yeah, but I guess the ultimate expression of that relationship is the willingness to give one's life.
Why would that be the ultimate relationship? I mean, sometimes that's easier than Tikkun Amidos or something. I would say Tikkun Amidos would be much more literally working on self-perfection.
Some people say that it's harder to live Al Kiddush Hashem than to die Al Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. But ultimately...
Although, yeah, especially now you look at what happened in the Holocaust. So you saw people who were totally rishayim.
I would say like this. Ultimately, the willingness to give one's life with a lev shulling is the ultimate expression of love. I think the Ralbag says by Avraham Avinu that the expression of his love by the Akedah was not just that he listened to Hashem, was not just that he sacrificed his son, but when Hashem said, "Kachno es binchos yechidcha sho'afnes Yitzchok," he didn't even search to see maybe Hashem means something else, because he promised me, "Ki be Yitzchok yikorel chozora." So something is strange going on over here. He told me Yitzchok is going to be the one to be Yerushmi, and now he's saying to shecht him. So he didn't even start to look, maybe Hashem means kachno es binchos, take him, but don't shecht him. He didn't. His love for Hashem was so intense, which means the pshat over there, I think, is that if this is what Hashem told me, my willingness, my desire to do whatever he tells me is so great, I don't even consider the possibility, despite the fact that he promised me otherwise, despite the fact this is my beloved son, and Hashem told me to do this. That's it. It was so overwhelmed with the opportunity to fulfill the directive of Hashem with such love, I didn't even consider other possibilities, something like that. So the truth of the matter is, on the highest level, you know, when one is being forced to die and they die and they don't give you a choice, that may not. But a person is willing to. Abuchana Wasana went back to Europe in 1939. He was in America, could have stayed here. He went back to be with his yeshiva, with his people, even though he knew the chances are very great. And they were. He died on Kiddush Hashem. But they didn't. They were ready for that. They were ready for that. To a person to do that, that's the ultimate expression of love. So, I don't know. I mean, but okay. I guess they're both. Listen, if we're not tested with that, which I guess we're happy with, then we have other opportunities to express it. But it's definitely an expression of love. And I'll tell you something else.
Rabbi, isn't
it? I'll tell you something. The Maisa, when we're trying to evoke a certain response from Hashem, we use all of the weapons in our arsenal. We'll talk about our living Al Kiddush Hashem, which was referred to many things that Klal Yisrael does, and we'll talk about dying Al Kiddush Hashem. Every aspect that demonstrates our commitment and our love is worthy of evoking that type of a response. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Isn't it if a person wants to something, if he wants to do a mitzvah, like he wants to give his life on Al Kiddush Hashem, that's like as if he's
okay. That's true.
Really.
Machshava Teva Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzaref LaMaisa. There's something to that too. Okay. Anyway, let's see what. Let's go back because we got to finish. That's the goal. Koshek Yishol Kino. Jealousy is as hard as the grave itself. Kishol, like the grave. Hatagor sheniskanu venisgoru bi ha'umais mishnilcho. The fighting. Excuse me, that the Umos HaOlam were jealous of me. The Umos HaOlam have always been jealous of Klal Yisrael. They're attack on us, their disdain for us, their attempt to convert us and to destroy us, and each one according to its situation, has always been based on jealousy. They have argued with me, quarreled with me because of you. Kino b'chol mokoim is okay. Lo shenachizas halev min kol mokoim. What's kino? It's a an expression of the feelings to do vengeance, to take revenge. Kino means I'm jealous, which means I want to get back at you. I want to do something to you. So that's what he says. The umos had kino for us. That means they looked at Kol Yisrael and they wanted to destroy us. And the truth is, the Gemara says that the kina started at Har Sinai. That's why it says, Mi Har Sinai yotzo sino, the play on samach with a sin, sino lo ilam, the hatred to the world. Why? Because Kol Yisrael is the Amanid Hashem chose this one little nation, seemingly insignificant in the complex of the world of nations, and says, you guys, I'm revealing to you the purpose for which I created the world. I'm giving it to you, and only to you, and anyone who wants can have it. He offered it first to everybody else. They weren't interested. No, they didn't want to abide by it, but you took it. You didn't even ask any questions. You took it, but the world is jealous of that, because the world sees that, what is Christianity based on? Christianity is based on that the Klal Yisrael is the chosen nation, but that Hashem has lost favor. They've lost favor in his eyes, and now he has something else, which, by the way, is ridiculous, because the Torah says beferish that he can't change his mind.
Do they have that? Do they have that in their version of the Bible?
They have it in their version, and they have. This comes to me by the closest I'd ever get to the Pope, by a guy who had studied to be a priest for many years, a brilliant man. He's a genius. He knew 17 languages fluently. He was quoting to me from the original Greek translation of the Bible.
He knew 17 fluently and another 17 not fluently.
I don't know. But anyways, he was quoting to me from verse for verse from the Bible for this. He discovered he was studying to be a Roman Catholic priest after 8 years. And then later on, he stopped, but he was very happy with the church and everything. He discovered in his mid-30s he was Jewish, that his mother's mother was Jewish. So he became religious, and he gave up that.
Who was found this? Out last year somebody, the Archbishop of New York for many years, was Jewish?
I don't know. But who was this guy? Some guy that somebody sent him to me. He came to me many years ago. I spent 4 hours with him on an Erev Yontif, I remember. Very fascinating, brilliant man. But he told me that they have no answer for this question. He says, there's a parasha of Novi Sheker, and it says if a Novi will do miracles of the greatest magnitude, and then say, hey, guys, we're leaving this religion, we're going to something else, put him to death. And why are the miracles? Because Hashem is just testing us to see if we're going to continue to be loyal. And he says, and so when he asked them, I've asked that to Goyim, and say, well, you say, what do you mean? He changed his mind. He took somebody up. He says he won't do it. They have no answer. The Mamish have no answer.
It's faith. You have to have faith. You have to have faith.
Yeah, no, they say, he told me the answer. He says, if you believe in the resurrection, everything else is irrelevant. And then he says to me, and you know what the resurrection was? They buried him. And they came back at night, they saw the grave empty. He must have stood up. Nobody saw it. That was the resurrection. No witnesses, nothing. That was the claim. Anyway, so the kids like this. So they're jealous. So he says like this. He says, Kosha Geshol Kino, the jealousy and the fighting that they do with me because of you. What does it mean, because of you? Because of my special relationship with you is worse than death. Eish Shalevesyo. It's flashes of fire, like from the fire of Hashem. Eish alavesyo, reshofim shel eish chazoko habo. Coals, he says, of strong fire that comes, mikoach shel heves shel gehenom, from the force of the flames of Gehenom. Tam hazokif godol nokud rishpe, ladeno altevas eish, she devuko shel alavesyo, okay, together with shel alavesyo, fire from the flame of Hashem. So I guess that, I don't know what this means. I guess that it means that this fire that they, I don't know, I'm not sure, it doesn't, what is it? Eisha levesio, reshofim shal eish hazoka habo mikoyr, mikoyr shal heve shal gehenem. It's flames of a strong fire that comes from the flames of Gehenna. I would imagine that means that that's a a moshel to the fire that the goyim have against us, to the fire that they, I think that's what it means. The flames that are coming from them are like flames from Gehenna. In other words, their hatred is bitter. I mean, it is like, what's Gehenna? What could be more Gehenna? I mean, I don't know what could be more Gehenna, but it sounds like the Holocaust was pretty much Gehenna. They burn them alive in these crematoria, whatever, and they alive or not, they gas them first, whatever. But I mean, all these things, it's men, women, children, and this. I mean, that's the fires of Gehenna. Where else could such fires come from? You know, I guess that's the imagery. This is from the worst source of the worst punishment in the world. And that's what it comes. Anyway, Bekitza, so we have given our lives. We remain loyal to Hashem despite the worst things. I mean, then a generation after the Holocaust should rise up, should come to America, should come to Eretz Yisrael. And many people, Taka drifted, but so many others, and rebuild the Pona Vizhirov, lost his whole family. I think he had 10 children, his wife and children, he lost everything. I'm not sure exactly what, but he lost the whole family. And he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he finds this hill in the middle of this desolate place called Bnei Brak in 1944, whenever he came there. He says, he's building a city, a metropolis of Torah. People thought it was crazy. That's it. And he said, the Hazerim Bedima Barino Yitzeru. Those that seed with tears, he was seeding it with tears. It's on the tears for the loss of a whole family and a whole chelik, millions of members of Klal Yisrael. Verino yiktzeru, they will eventually reap the harvest with singing, with song, with joy, and that's not what happened. You know, and these people came. They could have been broken. They could have been shattered. The Satmareva lost his whole family. You know, he came here. And they rebuilt.
Klausenberger,
these people. They said these people have what?
Blushever Rebbe.
Yeah, they also. Yeah, they lost. They lost everything. And this is what we say. So here, on how we ask you, Hashem, don't forget us, because we didn't forget you. Because no matter how the fires, the jealousy, and the Germans burnt us with the fires of Gehenna, I guess you could say, and all that. And we still remain loyal to you. If we remain loyal to you, then we say, for that love, seal us on your heart that you should never forget us. Because look at how we respond to your love throughout the goals. Okay, let's try to do one more pasuk. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabes es o'avo.
It's a famous pasuk.
Unohores lo yishtefuho.
Mayim rabim lo yuchlu
lechabes es. Many waters, mayim rabim, massive waters, will not quench the love. Will not put out our love. Our love for you cannot be drowned out. And rivers can't drown it. If a man would give all the wealth of his house for love, they would booze. They would say it. They would embarrass him like nothing. This love cannot be. You can give me anything you want. All the waters in the world, all the money in the world, all the temptation in the world. Won't eradicate, won't quench, whatever the word is, that love. Let's see.
Quench, squelch.
Okay. Al shekinom biloshon reshofim. Since he refers to them with expressions of coal and fire, noifel aleim loshon yichbu. Therefore, he uses the loshon of putting out the fire. In other words, he said, what are the goyim doing? The goyim have fire. They've come at us with fire. They burnt us alive, burnt us at the stake, burnt us in the crematoria. This is what they do. He says, and that doesn't put out our love for you. So he says, mayim rabim, even they come now with water to put out these fires. So therefore he uses the concept of mayim, I guess the moshul of mayim, because we were talking before about fire. So he says, the fires, nothing can put out this love, okay? Let's see, horos soreim umalcheim. Yeah, not their waters. Mayim rabim ha'umais, that refers to the nations. But he calls them mayim because of the fact that he referred to fire before. So he says, the nations of the world, they can't get rid of our love. Unohorois, they're princes and kings. Sometimes they draw us close to the malchus, we still remain loyal. Sometimes they distance us from the Malchus, we still remain loyal. Our loyalty is impeccable. Lo yishtefu, can't round it out. Al yedei choyzek ve'emo, through force and through fear. Af al yedei pitui v'hasoso, and not through enticement or seduction.
That's interesting, he says af al yedei. Oh, af is even? I don't know. Meaning you...
Al yedei choyzek ve'af, and yeah, in other words, it sounds like more. It sounds like this. Here, look at that. Very good. Very beautiful. I didn't count that. Yeah, what he says? Says very good. He says, one thing is choyzek ve'emo. They come through force. They can't get rid of our love when they come through force. That's one thing. But even through enticement and hasosos, like seducing us. In other words, even with sweet talk, oh, come, you be my brother. We're friends. Together. Nothing. That's more powerful. More powerful than the tough approach, but even that can't be destroyed. That can't destroy the love that Klal Yisrael has. Well, let's just finish this. If they'll give me all the money in the world to exchange that money for your love. In other words, you give up your love of Hashem, I'll give you all the money in the world. Boys Yavuzuloy. Kol Eila Kodesh Boruch Hu Bezdino Meidim. Klal Yisrael, the Kodesh Boruch Hu and his Bezdin are testifying. Shekach Nes Yisrael Misrar Pekes Al Deida. This is the extent to which Klal Yisrael clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no fire, all the fires, no water, no drowning us, no influence of the Umos, not their terror and not their pitui, not their seduction. Anything they'll do, be nice to us, be tough with us, there's nothing that can take away that love. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beisiv Uzalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made. Human bezdino Yakodesh Boruch Hu and the bezin shel Malo are made shekach kneres Yisrael misrafim zadut. To what extent do we connect and cling and passionately love Hashem? To that indomitable love that there's nothing in the world that can remove it. And the truth of the matter is, it's really amazing because Klal Yisrael has been through everything. Our history in the last 2,000 years has been every form of opposition, of physical, of spiritual, of being good with us, of being bad with us, and we still remain. The being good sometimes is even more dangerous. That's a little bit what we live in now. I think we're seeing just the opposite happening too now. But both things are happening, but nothing, it doesn't matter. All this world remains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made that Klal Yisrael has that love deeply ingrained, and because of that, we ask him, Simenika Choisim Ali Becho, make sure that you seal that love on us forever.